obviously Jamie still has to be alive. It doesn't look like he is, but there's no way they would kill him off like this. So it appears that Bronn saved them. They're at the bottom of the ocean, and I would imagine Daenerys and her army is going to rescue him and take him hostage because he's going to be a valuable hostage. But I thought the beginning of the episode was okay. It was nice to see the reuniting of all the Starks, and it was cool because it wasn't exactly like, you know, your typical Hollywood, like, oh my God, Sansa, Arya, and they start crying and hugging, and there's dramatic music. It was very low key. It was very low key, which is what I liked. It made it unpredictable. It was cool seeing Arya and Brienne fighting, and it looks like maybe there's a little bit of jealousy with Sansa. Because Brienne was with Sansa for so long, but the real star of the episode was that battle at the end. Finally, we got to see what was one dragon. That was just with one dragon. So imagine with three, we saw what a dragon can really do. You know, we saw little hints of it throughout the whole show, especially in the arena in Meereen, you know, burning a few people here and there, and when the dragons were babies, you know, burning, you know, a slave master, but not on a scope like this. It was just, and this was a relatively small battle too, so imagine the dragons against bigger armies. It was good to see Bronn survive. Bronn's a survivor. That's what's so great about him. Just when you think he's going to die, he finds a way to escape, and he's loyal to Jaime, because I'm pretty sure, well, it was either Bronn or Dickon, Tarly, rescuing him. I didn't see who it was. But man, I mean, Jaime with all that armor, doesn't seem like there's a chance of him to survive, but there's no way he died. It was just awesome seeing the Dothraki fight finally again in that horde with the screaming and just, I would have liked to have gotten to know the Dothraki more, at least some of the individual Dothraki, so you can at least care about them when they go into battle. I wish they would have maybe focused on one or two of them, because like we got to know Khal Drogo. And so when he died, it was just, you know, you felt something with these Dothraki. You don't really know any of them. I liked that Daenerys didn't kill any of her own men, so she timed the dragon fire when the Dothraki were out of the way. In Game of Thrones, it does this so well. Lately, anyway, especially with the Battle of the Bastards, and now with this battle, it takes you into the chaos of battle, and just to show not how glorious it is, and not how much fun it is, just how horrible it is. So they really did that. They really did that well. Once again, with this episode, like every episode so far this season, you're just met with a what and a whoa and a wow. Like right at the end of this episode, I paused and I stopped breathing. And any show that can make me not breathe is a great, you know, it's doing something right. So, it was nice to see all the money burned, all the loot burned, all the Lannister loot. So it puts them on even footing with the bank. And it just shows that, like, it just shows how, just when you think one army has everything, just like that, something is taken away. And I loved the puzzling effect that once Jon Snow saw Theon again, and I threw up a little in my mouth when I mentioned Theon's name, but how, you know, because one would think, well, is Jon going to kill him? Because Theon just totally turned his back on Winterfell, totally betrayed them, when Winterfell, you know, could have mistreated Theon, even though they held him as hostage. He was welcomed as a Stark. He fought with Robb in battle, and then he turned on him. But yeah, so the fact that he helped Sansa out, you know, Jon Snow made the right decision, and these are tough decisions to make, but he made the right decision. And when Daenerys and Jon were in the cave together, you know, you're starting to sense attention, and Sir Davos called it as well, how, you know, he, you know, wasn't looking at her heart, you know, so Jon Snow is taking a liking to her, and you figure instead of bending the knee, the logical step would be marriage, marry the houses, so they can be even more powerful. So they're probably going to get to that. Now, Jon Snow is going to have to find out who he is sooner or later. I'm thinking that Bran is going to tell them, because Bran obviously already knows. So maybe Bran is waiting for the right time to tell Jon. And Bran, I looked on, there was an article on the internet, I forgot what site it was, but it was about how Bran is now your, like, what happens to your little cousin after your little cousin discovers smoking weed. You know, he just has become so disconnected and so, I guess hippie likes the wrong word, because, you know, if a kid just did start smoking weed, he wouldn't be as distant as Bran is. Like, maybe the kid would be like a little more like, hey man, and trying to speak in these like new age terms, and like, we're all one and everything's gonna be great. But Bran is just no longer Bran. Just like he said, he's not who he is anymore. He's the three-eyed raven, he's someone else. And the Bran that we once knew, the kid, you know, is just, he's gone. And he's just, I guess, fulfilling a higher purpose right now. So, awesome episode. Ah, those fucking dragons, or that dragon, just one. So, man, we're gonna see more, but it shows that, you know, obviously the dragon can be wounded. The scorpion didn't work this time, but you know there will be modifications that Qyburn's gonna make, and dragons will fall, but not right now. I was worried that Drogon was going to die, and I'm like, there's no way. But, you know, I part of me thought there's no way the dragon's going to die, because it's way too early. We need to see more dragons. But there was always that chance. It's Game of Thrones. So that's what makes the show so great. I love it. So hopefully you love me and subscribe and write and comment and do all those things. And you can do that. I'm at on Twitter at Mike Lane Act. That's Mike Lane ACT. You can email me at MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com, and I'm on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. So comment away, do all that good stuff. And until next time, everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am. All right, bye.